Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren. It's the weekend edition.
Good morning, everyone. This is a very special edition.
Yes, it is. We have a special guest today. We'll be talking a little bit. She kind of want to get her feel for like what the heck we're talking about.
She's got that look on her face that says that you guys are very strange and whack. And why am I staying here right now?
Trust us. Trust us. That one day this will be like a show on SiriusXM. Trust me. So, because our goal now, it's the end of January, and Darren and I have managed to do this show every single morning since January 1st, and we've had over like nearly 1,600 downloads. So we're on to something.
1,500 of them were for by now.
Right. I think we downloaded about 50 every day. We're like, 10 more times. That was good. I love the sound of my voice. Seriously, though. So we've had quite a busy morning already. I'm so excited to introduce my dear friend Beth, and she's coming by way of Florida. She's in for the weekend for a girls' night out with our like oldest friends, and we can't wait. We're going to have a great time.
Although she had a very hectic day yesterday.
Yeah.
I think she's been chilling out a little bit, right? And now it's finally relaxed, and is now ready for her girls' weekend with you and four others, right?
Me and four others. Yeah.
That's not too good with the number. Please, let me count. That's right.
So we're hoping that one of our travelers from the Midwest will make it on time and her flight won't be delayed. So we're saying a prayer to the flight gods to make sure
coming from Ohio.
So hopefully, I know there's a lot of wind and it's super cold, but hopefully that won't affect her coming in on time. So
the only thing I said to Beth yesterday is, what were you thinking actually coming to New York in the dead of winter when you could still be in Florida, right?
That's right.
Hi, everybody.
I'm here in the Arctic tundra.
She still has that look like, really, guys? Are you really doing this? Yes, we're really doing. So maybe we should talk about her day a little bit yesterday. It's only fair. I was getting a play-by-play from Beth, my wife Beth, on Beth's day, our friend Beth, throughout the day. And it was a day to be reckoned with, right? I mean, it was pretty big. What time were you supposed to get in yesterday?
12:55.
Okay, and what time did we actually pick her up? 4:47.
Yes.
That's coming from Florida. So you're supposed to come in early afternoon and delay after delay after delay after delay, right? Because that's pretty much...
You could tell the story. You want to tell what happened?
Sure. Love racing for my flight delays. Arriving at the airport in a terminal that had a lot of construction going on, so there was no Starbucks to be had anywhere. But we started off very, very happy that way.
You think that's right. I remember that.
We board the flight, which is only delayed 20 minutes. I wouldn't even consider that a delay. We finally board the flight. Everything's great. And all of a sudden, it starts getting pretty hot on the flight. And the pilot gets on and says, we have maintenance on board. Some valve that heats up and lets air into the cabin is not opening and closing properly.
Sounds like a pretty vital thing.
So they had maintenance come on, yes, because it also affects the cabin pressure.
Right. So everybody would just die. It would be one of those, like, flights that...
I just kept on...
Like Kane Stewart.
Right.
Let's go on.
Sorry.
An hour of sitting at the gate in the hot plane, we were finally told we need to get off this flight, that they're going to look for a new airplane for us. This cannot be fixed.
They just had mechanical difficulties.
Yes, mechanical difficulties for the...
I love that when you're on a flight and you hear mechanical...
But I'm okay. I'd much rather get off the flight.
Beth is a very experienced flyer, by the way, so I don't think she gets fazed by much.
No. So we get off the flight, and this very nice American Airlines man attempts to help the entire flight, and it was a full flight. We had to form a single file line in a very small part of the terminal so that he could ensure that we were on the next flight and give us updates or find alternate flights for us. So I started off, not too far behind in line when he made an announcement that we have to go to another gate because they need this gate for some reason. the plane was still there, the broken plane. So we go to the next gate, and now all the people in the back are in the front, and so I'm way in the back. Pretty hungry, would love a cup of coffee, but okay. I'm being
Have a
patient.
Bag of nuts.
I'm being patient. Turns out that the terminal that we were, the gate that we were now in, the people on, was getting ready for an international departure, so we had to go back to the original gate. This is also after a couple of gate changes before the flight takes off to begin with. So we go back, I wait in line, and then I find out I never needed to wait in line. That because they're finding a new plane, I'm going to have the same seat, and that was it. So I missed my window of opportunity to go get some food, but I did manage to take a restroom break. They did find a plane for us and posted some fictitious times, which kept changing because the system automatically updates.
I just don't know, how do you get when you're hungry? I know how Beth gets.
Oh, I get hangry.
Now, because there's two Beths here, so I just like to clarify. When my wife, Beth, is hungry, she gets very angry.
Yeah,
now,
it's called hangry.
Right, were you getting angry at any point or no?
No, I was pretty calm. I just kept, you know, looking around, hoping that miraculously there'd be a Starbucks somewhere to be had. I did walk over. There was a Pizza Hut. I took a look at it, and then I just walked away. It just wasn't worth it. Figuring, okay, I'll get on the flight, and I'll buy something on the flight. Well, it just, we get on the flight, and now there's traffic air delays in LaGuardia, and we're sitting on the runway when the pilots make another announcement saying that because of this delay, they're going to exceed their allowed flying hours, and they need to find a new crew.
Meanwhile, they're, like, silently rejoicing because they're like, yay, we stay in Florida. We don't go to, like, 15-degree New York City, right?
So, still sitting on the plane if for over an hour. I did have my original bottle of water with me that is, at this point, 5 hours old. And just figured I'd buy some snacks, but there was nothing because the plane wasn't taking off. And they finally found a new pilot. They had to wait for the first mate. Then they had to wait in balance because some people decided that, well, you know what, I'm not going to fly after all. But I was determined to get to New York.
Do you know what the maximum number of hours for the pilot's allowed to?
Well, Beth does.
Do you know that offhand?
No, I don't know.
Well, it depends on whether or not the guy that you got had already flown that morning. But
I wonder how that works, maximum number of hours a day or number of days.
I don't know, because what happens when you're on an international flight? Like, if you're on a 12-hour flight, that's a lot of hours.
Isn't all this stuff automated anyway? I mean, how tired can these pilots possibly be?
It's union.
Correct.
It's all federal regulation.
Yeah.
It's against the law for them to fly. Flight attendants, however, you know, have much longer windows of time than the actual
Because
pilot.
Serving nuts is not as hard as landing a plane.
Yeah, you're not as sleepy serving nuts.
and, of course, first class was chilled. So I couldn't use any of my upgrades to even get the free nuts, which by this point, you know, nuts are just, that's all I want, anything to eat. I am so hungry, and I hear the nuts going on in first class. and there's just nothing is making its way back to me. Well, finally, later, there's a new flight crew to take us, and then we're told we're about 20 minutes on the runway until takeoff. So I finally made it here, only to walk into a blast of frozen air. And I'm from Miami, where it's 80 degrees.
As I say, what were you thinking?
She is a good friend.
Now you got to overlay her story with what you were doing while Beth
Well, she was getting the play-by-play by text. Even though you're not supposed to, like, you're supposed to shut your phones off. But I can
No, they let you.
Oh, they let you.
Yeah, as long as you're on the runway.
Oh, okay.
You're not flying. Once you're in the air, you have to turn off your cellular.
Oh, okay.
But you can use your devices.
Oh, okay.
You can keep your mobile on while the plane is
on the runway.
So while
you're on the runway. So Beth started texting me. Beth started texting me and telling me, you know, they're still on the runway, now they're changing the pilots. It was like getting to be insane.
It was a debacle.
Right. And I was just like, this is nuts. And I have a lot of followers on Twitter. I have over 28,000 followers on Twitter. So I knew that if I started to
tweet. I have five.
Yeah.
If Darren would have tweeted American Airlines, they'd be like, ignore this guy.
The other people would have listened would have been you, my daughter, and
right, exactly. And a couple of her friends. So I decided to start tweeting American Airlines. And I was then asking people to retweet what I was saying. And I was like, you know, it's like 1531. The people haven't eaten for 6 hours. Feed the pet, you know, give them free food and water. What is wrong with you? And take off already. And I then hit, like, please retweet. So what was going to happen is people would start retweeting what I'm doing, and so that would be bad news for American Airlines. So I knew that the more that I was, like putting out some negative juju on American Airlines, that they'd have to respond to me.
You were doing, like, your own version of, like, no justice, no peace.
Right. Hey, listen, I've seen it where, like, I mean, it's effective because you see people in the news. There was, like, a comedy writer or producer who was in the news a few months ago who was, like, tweeting about some, like, jerky passenger, and the whole thing, like, the entire flight was tweeted, and it went viral. It was crazy. So anyway, so I was tweeting, and then Beth was sending me messages, like, you know, I just need nuts. I my blood sugar is low. Like, so I'm, like, throwing all those, like, little things in there. And not knowing, you know, she had no idea. And I said, and you're making her late for our girls' weekend. And I was so aggravated. And so American Airlines all of a sudden tweets me back. And first they said, tell your friend Beth to contact, like, talk to the flight attendant, and they'll give her free stuff. So I said, well, that would help if the plane wasn't in flight right now, but I think the plane just took off. I said, so why don't you radio ahead and tell them to take good care of her?
And they simultaneously also called Homeland Security.
Right.
More
yeah, exactly. Now that's your profile. No. So anyway, what happened was
I am TSA pre-cleared.
Good, excellent. So they wound up then tweeting back to me, we hear that Beth's plane has taken off, so she's on her way to your girls' weekend, and we'll take good care of her. Well, I was under the impression that some flight attendant would be giving you, like, something, but in reality, you got off the plane, and they still, all you did was, like, scrounge for a bag of free nuts, and that was about all you got. Did they even give you a drink, or that's,
well,
like,
they offered, but I had my, you know, my five-hour-old water.
Right, okay.
6-hour-old, so at least I wasn't dehydrated, but my blood sugar was low, so I took myself and walked to the back of the plane where they were giving free snacks. And originally it was a morning flight, so they had some, you know, old snacks.
Muffins?
there was no food to be had, but there were some snacks. So I did manage to get a bag of nuts and dried fruit mix.
And we picked Beth up at the airport at LaGuardia while we were waiting for her to come off the plane. My wife, Beth, saying, was standing by the snack bench. Do you think we should buy some? That's a snack. She's really hungry. I'm like, I doubt she really wants this stuff to
more
satisfy her appetite, okay? This is not what she was thinking when she said, I'm hungry, I want a meal. Oh, look, you bought me some potato chips. That's awesome.
All right, but then after Beth was in the car and she told me that she only had a bag of nuts, I wanted to call American Airlines out on it, and I said, you know, you said you were going to take good care of her, and all you gave her was a bag of nuts. I said, you owe her either a free flight or an upgrade. So the guy from American Airlines, or a woman, I don't know, one or the other, tweeted back and said, fill out this form, which I texted to you, so you need to fill out your customer relations form, which you're going to fill out, and let's see what happens. But my
you get at least an upgrade, right?
You should get something. I mean, you got to get something. And I do think that people nowadays, they don't think about these things. And rather than calling and being on hold for an eternity, the best way to get to a major company like an airline is to tweet them. And if you don't have a big Twitter following, then you ask someone in your friend circle who does, and I'm telling you, it works.
And so do you think these airlines or any of these other service industry companies out there actually have dedicated teams now just to social media for people like me.
Who are gonna because there have been a lot of companies that, I mean, everything from Advil to JetBlue have been taken down sometimes because of an angry customer. And it's all about customer service. So if you're not on it with your customer service on the social media, you're dead.
I did see American Airlines stock start to drop just a little bit.
Because
of
my tweet.
As you were tweeting.
Yeah, I could understand that.
So the power of the tweet.
It is. It's very strong.
But Beth's frustrating, stressful day is over, and now she's here in our home.
Right.
Right, chilling out. We actually went out for a great dinner last night. At least I thought it was a great dinner.
Yeah, oh no, it was. I was craving New York pizza, and this was great.
We went to
Modern.
Modern. It's not called Modern Pizza.
It used to be called Modern Pizza.
I was corrected. It's not Modern Pizza. It's just Modern. Okay. I apologize. But I was, before we were going out to dinner, I started to inquire, actually ask Beth about alcohol that evening, what she was going to be drinking that night. Because Beth and I had a common interest in wine for a very long time. And I have to say now, I think we've gone on divergent paths.
No, she expanded mine.
That's true. Maybe she expanded mine and I became more limited or restricted than mine. But I found out that now Beth's drink of choice, which I had no idea what this even was, Prosecco. And I finally found out what that is. I guess it's like a bubbly. But when Beth was telling me in the car, and she said Prosecco, I thought it was like some version of like Bartles and James or...
Yeah, we're having wine glue really tonight. We're going way back.
Mad Dog 2020, and
yeah.
I could just picture you drinking it out of a brown paper bag. But but it turns out it's actually a very elegant, nice-looking drink, at least the way they served it in the glass yesterday at Modern, right? That's what they gave Prosecco? I didn't even know you could ask for that at the restaurant.
Well, and how funny is that? We're going to be picking up our friend Randy soon. And the first thing she said is, I'm going to go get, you know, stuff for the hotel room tonight. And the first thing she asked for was she said, Prosecco.
Who said that?
Randy did.
Randy said that too?
Yeah, and I asked Beth, I said, did you tell Randy that you now love Prosecco? Have you or no?
I don't recall.
Yeah, so she just like brought that up. How weird is that?
We have to ask her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you going to start drinking that now too? Do we have to stock up?
No, you got me onto the red.
I was so excited because Beth, our friend Beth, not my wife Beth, had a very, you know, we had a common interest, especially in red wine, right?
I still love my red wine.
And I was trying to go ahead and tell Beth that, you know, we finally got my wife Beth over to the red side, moving her away from white. And then we were talking about the South Show, all of a sudden she springs that on me and tells me that she's into the Prosecco. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. So just like to know, when we get Beth over to our side, here you are with another drink of choice. I'm actually...
Did I recall you having beer last night?
Yes, I did have a beer last night. I had one beer.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You didn't even have wine yet.
Yeah. I've been doing that more often, too. I've been having beer instead of wine.
Well, because a lot of places that we go to actually have nice... They have a nice selection of beers.
Either way, it was a very good dinner. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Beth was, you know, was treated to very intense conversations from our kids.
Oh, yeah. We had both of our kids. No, actually, we picked up our daughter from a friend's house.
Yes. Jim was poisoned the dog.
No, she didn't. I'm sorry, I take that back. She did not. But I ended up getting into a very heated discussion with our daughter right in front of our friend's. So she could see how the Felvins truly live in real time and like you said, keeping it real
24/7. It doesn't matter if you're a stranger and we'll fight in front of you.
I am sure going through Beth's head was, I just got off an airplane
and you and your daughter
are having an argument right in front of me. Lovely. But we got past it, right? We went out to dinner. It was still a very nice time. And our daughter is still sleeping right now.
And our
son is out and off to a bar mitzvah as usual, because that seems to be his usual Saturday thing now for the end of the year, go to a bar mitzvah week. And then I actually got to go out pretty soon because I have a meeting, but you guys are going to be getting ready for your
girls weekend.
I'm taking the Camry because
it's all about, because I have to write about this experience for my blog. I may even share a little bit of video, but what I had said to the folks at Toyota was that I'm having a girlfriend's weekend. They wanted to lend me a car to try out.
You actually told them that?
Yeah.
You said that? I totally said it.
I said, I'm having a girlfriend's weekend. This is perfect timing because I could tool around the car with my girlfriend. I can write about it. And it's sort of like, you know, it goes from the mom car, the old-fashioned mom car, which is the minivan. And as you get older, you start going into the sporty options again. And the Camry is not necessarily the ultimate sports car, but it rides really nicely.
The gas mileage is great.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, very roomy.
Right.
See?
That's coming from a very objective passenger who's sitting in the back, coming, you know, from the airport. I mean, you can't ask for more than that, right? If somebody coming from the airport what was your ride like in the back of the Camry? I mean, that's,
it's nice, and I feel like it does handle very well, and I feel kind of in control of the car. So we're going to take it to pick our friend Randy up in New Jersey, and then we're going to go into the city.
Right.
We're hitting a couple of states today.
You're going to go
from
New York to New Jersey, back into New York.
Back into New York.
There's no other states that you're
going to. No, we're not going to any other states unless we do some sort of crazy, like, hangover, like, movie with women.
And now your friend Laura is coming in from Ohio, right?
Yeah, but we don't know. I asked her to give me the flight number so we could just check it and see if it actually takes off on time. It is a sunny day, but there's a lot of wind and it's super cold, so hopefully the flight will still come in on time. United. She gave me the flight number.
I'm going to say this. You won't. But if you're planning a girls' weekend, flight's a little bit better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Laura, I hate to say this, but you really should have been coming in last night, right? I mean,
to be safe. I mean, because this is cutting it super close, so we'll see. We'll cross our fingers. I mean, we have a reservation that's on the skids right now because we don't know if she'll be in time. So we'll have to play it by ear, and then we'll go see our show, and then go out afterwards. Woo woo! But
right.
Half of us want to go to a dessert place, and half want to go drinking. So we'll see what happens.
We're gonna do both.
A lounge that has dessert.
I want pictures taken throughout the night.
All right.
I want to be kept up and informed.
If only I knew how to navigate Snapchat like Becca, I'd be able to. Oh, I said her name. Sorry.
She's terrible.
I'm
awful.
You're not supposed to say
a kid's name on these things, and Beth is going to repeat offender. I can't tell you how many.
I'm not giving you her account name on Snapchat.
Okay,
anyway, but yeah, so she does these Snapchat stories where you can, like, throughout the night, the kids, they follow their stories. And of course, some kids get annoyed because they're left out of the story. So in our situation, maybe we don't want to put the Snapchat story on.
I have no idea how to work Snapchat.
I still am trying to figure it out. It's kind of weird, and I don't know how to do it. But the other day, she Snapchatted a photo of Darren in a goatee.
I was sporting a goatee for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, because he knows I don't like facial hair.
Yes, I do know that. Although, and I've had this obsession over how many years. One day, I'm going to actually attempt to grow a beard. And then I get it going for a while, and then I start getting the full court press from members of the house to get rid of it, and then I try to defy the request for a while, and then each day passes, and I get more pressure, and then it's worse than I said, well, maybe if I just shave everything and have a goatee, what do you think? And he looked at me in disgust, and then I shaved it, and I just kept the goatee, and then I went into our daughter's room to have her take a look, and she was repulsed by it, but she did take a photo of it, and wanted to have that as evidence of the goatee.
And then she Snapchatted it to
right.
me,
and
but I didn't look at it for hours.
Yeah.
She goes, I sent you 2 Snapchats. You didn't even look. You know, so I didn't know because it doesn't alert you unless you keep checking your app.
One day, I am going to have
a goatee
for a while. Not permanently.
For a while?
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like. I want to see if,
Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu. Maybe. Full beard, Fu Manchu, whatever. I'm going to see. I want to spice it up.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Yeah, because of that I'm not interested in.
Well, the problem is I think it goes back to my days when I was growing up as a teenager, and I was always made fun of because I didn't have a facial hair.
Oh, and now
and
you
I,
do.
And I
you want to?
I always had this real baby face, and everybody used to laugh at me and make fun of the fact that I couldn't, grow a beard. I think that's a part of me that, subconsciously says I want to go up and show everybody. That I finally can, I think.
Okay, well. But so with the people that count, we really don't want you to.
We don't want to see it. Okay, all right. But you're right. People that count most, I should be doing it for them.
Yeah, exactly. So, and this morning with Dylan, I said, if you were to be on
the
Amazing
Race.
That's
the second one.
Yeah, I mentioned our son's name just now. I'm terrible. If we were to be on the Amazing Race, I think my son and I would be a really great team. Because we were talking this morning about how he was, like, super stressed out about the fact that he wanted to get a haircut this morning, and he had to be at the bar mitzvah by 10 a.m. this morning, and it was already, like, 8:30, and how are we going to make this work? So I said, just stay here. I'll take care of it. And I got him in the car, get him over there. We had to wait for, like, 2 other people ahead of him to get his guy to cut his hair. And in the meantime, I ran over to the A&P, got what I needed, went to the bagel place, got what I needed. Did you see your bagel that I got for you? No, I had one that was specially made for you. You didn't even see.
Oh, God.
He doesn't even look. I got him his locks with cream cheese, tomato, slice of tomato, and a slice of onion. So, because I know that's his favorite thing, so now you'll have to have it for lunch
later.
All
right, now they're hungry again.
All right, well, I have lots of bagels, and you can go for that. So anyway, I did that, but then by the time our son was finished with the haircut, it was like 9:40, and he had to be by 10 a.m. he had to be at the place. So I was like trying to think, how am I going to get this done? And I still hadn't gotten.
You know the barber's.
Yeah, but no, but I was figuring out how was I still going to get a bat mitzvah card because we only had bar mitzvah cards and still make it in time. So I figured split-second decision-making. I was going to drop him off, get the card, and he'll eat his breakfast, come down, I'll get him and take him over to the place. So I managed to do that. I dropped him off. I got the cards. In fact, I stockpiled a couple of extra so that the next couple of weeks will be okay. I had the money. I was in the store. I wrote his name. I filled out the card. And I get in the house. I get back to the house by 9:56, pick him up, take him over, 10 a.m., out the door. Boom.
Impressive,
right?
Very.
And I was saying to our son, I said, Daddy would be freaking out about this. I look at it as a personal challenge, and I'm up to it, and I happen to enjoy those things
That's
in the morning.
That's why I always say, I need a wife. I always tell my husband, I need a wife.
I like that. I always enjoy talking about that. She has a good, practical way of looking at things. She really does. I can't tell you how many ideas we've already gotten from the time that she stepped foot off the plane.
I love it.
You know,
if they're money-making ideas,
no,
even
she
better.
Does. I love the way you think. I'm serious. Like, I can't even go down the whole long list of things that we've already talked about since she was here yesterday. But the one just right off the bat, when you were going getting the bar mitzvah cards, she's like, "You guys can go ahead and get all these cards," and I'm like, "Yeah, we do." And then she basically showed me something that she does in terms of creating her own cards. It looks absolutely beautiful that our son can do for his own bar mitzvah project, make a whole set of cards, save us money, save time, and have a worthwhile cause, right? We weren't thinking that.
No, we were not.
And there's a whole other, I can't think of them all now, but there's always something where Beth says something and like, wow, that makes a lot of
sense. Yeah, she gave me good DIY centerpiece advice this morning. So I'm excited because I was trying to figure out what do I do with the back of the posters that we're making for the centerpieces. And she came up with a good idea.
A lot of creativity going on down there in Florida.
It's fun. At least somebody pays attention.
Right.
Right. You have a captive audience right here.
I am most grateful for captive audience.
Right,
they are rare.
I'm sure you have a captive audience no matter who you talk to. But so what time are you going to be heading out?
Well, as soon as this is over, I'm going to hop in a quick shower, and then we're going to get on the road.
Are you packing a lot of stuff?
No, it's overnight. I already packed, like, almost all my stuff. I took an overnight bag, and then you guys, you know, somebody in the picture.
Okay. And am I assigned with any tests today while you're off?
No, you just need to find out from your son what time he needs to be picked up from the bar mitzvah, so he's not waiting around like last week.
I shouldn't ask him to walk home?
No, it's a little chilly. Yeah, last week I totally screwed up. I thought that the bar mitzvah started at like 10:30 because normally they do, and this one started at 9. And at 8 o'clock, I said to him, "Oh my God, it starts at 9!" So I had to wake him up and get him ready. And we didn't have a card, so we had to get the card. And then on the end part of it, normally the place that these kids go to, it ends at 5:30. Well, this particular party ended it at 5, and I didn't check the invitation. So our son.
That's never happened to you before, right?
Whatever. So our son called and said, "Where are you?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? It's, you know, 5:30. He goes, "No, it was 5. So he was like almost like the last one there. It's like two other families were left in him. And when Darren came in time to get him.
Yeah, and I felt terrible because I had to pick him up. He was the only kid there.
Like, okay. I mean, he's like, got a thick skin.
He does have a thick skin.
You know, these are good practical life experiences, and they help teach you how to respond.
That's true.
Circumstances, and at least it's a safe environment that he's in,
right?
To have these experiences,
and better to have him at 12 and 13 than at 5 years old. You know,
exactly.
Like that's when you know when it's a traumatic experience, a whole different ballgame. But this is more like an annoying, like you're really annoying
it,
me that you're not here.
Problem.
Yeah.
Right. I guess it's better than we had him left there at a farm.
Yeah, and that would be bad.
That would cause.
Well, and then I just looked at. He just got an invitation where it's a camp friend, and I didn't realize this, but he kept asking me yesterday, should I check the box that I'm going to take the bus? Should I check the box that I'm going to take the bus? And in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, it's probably going from the temple to the place. Let's check the box, whatever. Then I look at the invitation, and what the box was is that I guess this kid lives in the city, but his party is in New Jersey. So they want the kids who live in the city to take the bus from 77th and Columbus. They're going to take them to the place and then take them back at 12:30 in the morning, and then you pick your kid up at 12:30 in the morning from 77th and Columbus. So I said, do me a favor, because we already put the thing out for the mailman. I said, tell your friend that we made a mistake, that you'll be there, and we'll figure out how we're going to get you there and get you home, but you don't need to be taking the bus from 77th and Columbus. So it was very funny that, again, if you don't read the fine print of these invitations, it could really screw you up in a big way.
Yeah,
it can, but I have a very resilient kid who gets that his mother makes mistakes, and he's okay with that.
You know what? You should start, like, the bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, Uber service.
Uber. No, that's a different one.
All right.
A mitzvah lift.
A mitzvah lift. Look
yeah,
at that. That's good.
That's a good one. There's so many different variations
I know.
You can have on that, right?
Well, and my friends, last week we were talking about the fact that what do you do with the centerpieces after you're finished with them? And they said we should be driving around the various halls and collecting all the centerpieces, and then the next day you do a bar mitzvah.
Oh, absolutely. They do it with wedding dresses, so why not? Because these parties are so expensive.
Mm-hmm. And these centerpieces are like $250 a centerpiece.
And they're beautiful, so why not?
Yeah. So we're kind of like kicking around the idea. The URL is available. And
A lot of good ideas out there.
There are a lot of
consignment.
Good. Yeah.
I like it.
So there's all kinds of things. It's all about figuring out many different ways to make money, and that's what 2015 is all about.
But it's our mitzvah bay.
Mitzvah bay,
yeah,
okay.
You see what I mean? Just keep pouring out of her. She's got idea
like,
on top of the other.
And it's either $18 or $36. There's some high in there.
Oh, that's right. Everything is good luck, and then we'll donate to some sort of charity as part of your mitzvah project.
There you go, right?
Yeah, like it. Listen, I got to get going.
All right, you got to go. I got to get ready, and this has been fun. Thank you.
It's a little bit of a shorter version of our weekend edition, but that's okay.
Exactly. We had to cut it short. Tomorrow, I don't know when we're going to do it. I'll have to call in or something.
No. You're not. We'll find a way for you
to do the show.
Yeah, because don't expect me to do all the technology associated with it. I have no idea what needs to be done. So I'll leave that up to you. So find a way back home from your girl.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry. Well, I'm driving, so I'm going to have to find a way.
Okay.
All right. Well, on that note,
thank you, Beth, for joining us today on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.